You didn't.
Hold on.
Headphones. You know, it's weird. If you watch TV or movies, you don't need headphones if you're on the radio. Nobody ever wears them, generally.
No, that's true.
But it does not work otherwise.
You weren't watching for the 45 seconds that I was battling these headphones.
Really?
Battling. It was me or them.
That's why you're rolling around the floor. I just thought you were really high.
I couldn't get the... They were knotted all up, and I put them on my head, and one of them slapped me in the right ear.
Have you learned a valuable lesson?
I have not. Only that the headphones win, always.
The stupid, stupid wires. I hate wires.
You know how we occasionally talk about driving on the 5 or 6 lane 101, mm-hmm. and then having to get over in the 2 lanes on the left for the 134?
To come on into the valley, man. Yes. Like, stay in the valley. Don't go down into the city.
Saw a school bus.
Oh, no.
Do that at the last second.
Oh, man.
No, didn't wait in line. Just took that third lane all the way up.
And then just, coming over.
I'm coming over. You know what? I'm bigger than you.
Were there
coming over.
A bunch of pupils on board?
Yeah, I didn't notice if it was a school bus or not.
Can
it
you
was
imagine
yellow.
The screams and everybody yelling if that were the case?
I don't know that they Woo-hoo! Even would notice.
Yeah, probably not.
I don't know.
But I would have, but
it was like, all right.
That's well, you know, if you got the girth, just get her done.
That's what I've heard. You're coming in, all right.
Yep.
That's fine because you're bigger than I am.
So did he cut you off? Because you love to do that yourself.
I don't do it.
You just gotten over seconds earlier.
I do not do it in the last second.
Like the last 6 seconds. That's pretty good.
Point 0.5 to 0.3 miles.
There you go.
That's about where I do it.
That is, I mean, you know, I wish I could do that. I don't have the balls to do that. I was just, I'm like 3 miles ahead of time.
I think it's balls. I think it's kind of addicting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think. So you're lucky. All right, let's talk about today's show, shall we?
All righty.
There's a new warning of a new TikTok challenge.
There is, of course.
Called Dragon's Breath.
Dragon's Breath.
And this one's awesome.
Really? Sweet.
I love it so much. We have one American dollar.
Yeah. I got a really good quiz for you. And it's something that you and I both, I believe, enjoy a lot. It has to do with the 1970s. So,
okay.
We'll see if we can win a buck.
All right. The dumbest thing you ever tried in the 4 o'clock hour.
Whew, I don't know if I can narrow that down.
Right?
Yeah.
And the old request fest from 5 to 7.
Yeah, party!
We do it every Friday. The songs that will get your weekend started right.
And it's brought to you by Yamava Resort and Casino.
It's from 5 to 7 this afternoon on KLOS.
Yeah. Here, I'm going to hand you my phone. I want you to look at this picture Ozzy posted just a couple of days ago.
All right.
Check that out.
That is wow.
Him and Jack. I mean, what is he about, like 3 years old or something?
25 years ago, maybe?
Yeah, riding on a little thing on his back.
That's beautiful.
Out on tour. That is the latest from Ozzy. Nothing feels right on. 95.5 KLOS.
A computer has been trained to spot cancer by listening to farts.
Come on, man. Really?
Come on, man. I'm not the one that did it.
But they're always
different.
An
artificial intelligence prototype is able to recognize subtle changes after hearing farts from healthy and unhealthy people.
That can you tell if you went to Del Taco or if you went to like,
I don't know that
popcorn?
It can tell that much.
No, okay.
The developers believe that their system, the synthetic human acoustic reproduction system, will one day be able to pick up signs of cancer.
So you have to go
that's
in.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, if it works, that's phenomenal. You just go in and fart at a machine and suddenly it knows, you're fine. You're good to go. Get
out
of here.
Or it just starts following people through the airport or whatever, you know. So let's go to the Heineken 00 hotline. We got Dr. Marvin Spector from the program on. Dr. Marvin, hi.
Hi, how are you today? It's a pleasure to speak with you.
It's nice to speak at you as well.
Yes, thank you for having me on to talk about shunt.
That's the synthetic human acoustic reproduction testing.
I see.
Yes, shart is shart the for short.
Right.
Really?
What we say on the lab here. It's very funny.
Okay, so you get it. You know what that means.
Oh, yes. Okay. You know, nothing happens by accident in science, you see.
I gotcha.
Everything is on purpose.
So tell us how this works exactly.
Well, we have the computer that has been trained to listen to the emanations from the buttholes of people who have various illnesses with the colon. It's like if you listen to a bassoon or you listen to a clarinet, you can tell the difference in the acoustics.
Right, I got you.
So we're able to tell the health of the colon simply from what comes out of the end exit holes.
Now, are you... When will you start with cancer, and can you do anything else with this?
I hope I never start with cancer. That would be awful.
That's not what I meant.
Oh. They're only working on that to be able to tell the health of the colon simply from the acoustics that are emitted.
You're already working on other diseases.
Oh, yes. We're expanding the program so we can diagnose many different diseases simply from the butt trumpet.
Wow.
Would you be able to diagnose if I gave you some examples?
Oh, certainly. I'm an expert in the field, you see.
Nice.
All right.
Wow, you have some examples?
This is Dr. Marvin Spector. Here's the first one.
He is suffering from depression.
Okay.
That's a depressed sphincter right there. He's like, I'm so sad. Life is so hard for me. More happy would be a higher pitch.
All right, let me give you another one, and you can diagnose this one.
And he has athlete's foot.
What?
Wow.
Because he is a very well-trained athlete. We can tell by the tension and the buttocks. And so just a little squeaky comes out, meaning his buttocks are muscular and soft.
How many years did it take you to compile all this exciting information?
I've been working on this for 50 years. I've been studying nothing but sharks.
All right, here's one. Tell me what you interpret.
Oh, he has a chafed penis.
How can you tell that? How can you tell about the other side?
The flip side.
What?
The A side.
It's something I can tell he engages in something called the rusty trombone.
Okay. Well, that's some pretty specific diagnosis.
Details. Yeah, yeah.
We need the cream or an ointment of some kind.
And then one last one. This is it's about 7 seconds, so stand by.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
All right.
You recorded me last night.
Thoughts?
That's a sprained ankle.
And how do you know that?
He was running to get to the bathroom. He was so neat, and he didn't get there. I'm sorry to say.
I got there. Well, thank you for joining us today. We appreciate it.
Very beautiful day.
Good afternoon, Kevin.
Hi, Sluggo.
A happy Friday to you.
To you as well.
I'm rejoicing that it's Friday.
Looking forward to our All Request Fest.
That will be fun. Lots of party music and whatnot. Plus, lots of drinking and smoking this evening.
Sure, that's all on the docket. We don't have a docket.
Wait, I got one.
There's another.
Want to see it?
I don't know. There's another warning that is out because of TikTok and trying to go viral.
I love that the old people are trying to shut down. All the suits are trying to shut down TikTok. Shut up. Get over it.
Look.
Rock and roll must be squashed out.
My take
no
on
pool
this
tables.
Is if a kid is doing this, he's not going to grow up to be much of anyone. So let's just. Let's just let them thin the herd where there's too many people.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Right?
I'll buy
let's
that.
Let's cut some of them out.
There you go. Okay.
So there's a new one that's called, let's see, what is it called? Dragon's Breath.
Dragon's Breath.
And what they use
is... I used to play that on Nintendo, I think.
Liquid nitrogen.
Uh-huh. Oh, geez.
And that automatically... It's 347 degrees below zero.
Wow!
And it freezes stuff instantly.
Including...
Here's the report.
Oh.
From kids eating poisonous Tide Pods to dancing to Drake's song out of a moving car. Now there's a new one. It's called Dragon's Breath.
I'm sorry. Those first two examples were really old. I mean, they're like in the 90s or something.
Yeah, agreed, yes. They had plenty of video for each, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the girl trying to dance to Drake video is from a moving car like just falls out. It's hilarious.
It's a candy craze where cereal puffs are covered in a liquid nitrogen, which makes the eaters look like they're breathing smoke, you know, like a dragon.
Ooh, I kind of like this, actually, I have to say.
It's funny you would say that.
Okay.
Because I've done it and I love it.
You did?
Oh, it's so great.
Really? You
it's
have video?
So great.
I want to see.
I don't know if I have video.
The woman wasn't rolling tape?
The temperature rolling of liquid nitrogen is minus 346 degrees. But we had a friend who was a chef.
Uh-huh.
And they use it sometimes in restaurants.
Okay.
So he got us like a giant 5-gallon tub of liquid nitrogen.
Right.
And he was like, we got to find gloves and put on gloves. And you, what you would do is you would take fruit of any kind and put it on a stick. And then you would dip it in the liquid nitrogen.
And it would just freeze it instantly, right?
Instantly.
Yeah, sure.
Just like, not even 1 second.
Right.
Just pull it back up. But then you'd wait for a few seconds before you would
pop it in your mouth.
Eat it. So it says liquid nitrogen's efficiency as a coolant is limited by the fact that it boils immediately on contact with a warmer object, enveloping the object in an insulating layer of nitrogen gas bubbles. So that when the kids put it in the liquid nitrogen, put it right in their mouth.
Yeah.
And then they blow out their nose, air out their nose, and it looks like they're a dragon.
It's just, I love that.
Because it's smoke.
I have to say, I love that.
I do too.
And it can't be the slightest bit dangerous.
Well, it's very dangerous for kids.
What did it feel like?
It's being, we never did it immediately like this.
Right.
But it was fascinating. It was just like frozen fruit.
Right.
Or anything. Like we started looking around, frozen bread.
And what else can we freeze?
Well, there's a muffin. Let's freeze that. And then we started looking for stuff that wasn't food.
I was sure, why not?
Tennis ball. Let's see what happens.
Yeah.
So fun. But don't do it, kids.
You can just hear so much room and noise in this room.
I know. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. One American dollar is coming up, plus the dumbest thing you've ever done.
Ooh.
It seems like stuff takes us by surprise. Like there are people in the know. And then, like artificial intelligence.
Okay.
There are a lot of people who know a lot about artificial intelligence.
Oh, you mean, and then it hits the world, and everybody's like, wait, what?
Wow, what was
that? Where did this come from?
Right, but people who are in the know really know way ahead of time.
Sure, yeah, because they're working on it.
So we thought we were bringing our expert, Trixie.
Hey, Trixie, all right.
Because I have heard about this ChatGPT, and I've seen Trixie tweeting about it.
Oh, this is the AI that you can't tell it's AI. Is that right?
It writes stuff. Well, let's ask Trixie.
Hi AI Trixie.
What's going on, gents? Happy National DJ Day, by the way.
Thank you.
All right, yeah.
Did you send in diamonds like as the requirement?
Yeah, they should be there about 6 p.m.
Woohoo! Tell us about tell us about AI. I heard somebody in the last week say it's going to revolutionize the world more than the internet did. That doesn't seem possible.
Yeah, well, artificial intelligence, it's coming into play quite a bit in the tech world. So we have this ChatGPT, we have artificial intelligence that's creating pictures. It's doing things that your mind can think of, but like, actually, you could use software to actually pull it out. So what it does is it just studies and studies and studies. So like ChatGPT, for instance.
Yes, tell us what that is, what it stands for. What is it?
So ChatGPT, what it stands for is Conversational Graph Parsing Transformer. It sounds all fancy and whatnot. But so what it is it the AI behind it, what these data scientists are doing is they're feeding this ChatGPT just all sorts of data, books, everything that you could find on the internet, and transforming everything that the computer learns into a sort of a chatbot. But the chatbot is really intelligent, where you can't tell that it's a human typing behind it or a computer.
Because it has so much information at its fingertips that it can answer a question pretty much on the spot, just like a human would at this point. Is that right?
Right. And when it does answer you, it sounds like it's a human that's giving you the answer. Like usually chatbots are kind of cheesy, you know, when you like call up, like, you know, this is really, really good.
If I was in college right now and I needed to do a paper, would it work for that?
You can do it. There's people that have been using it for homework, writing essays. There's teachers that are using it to create lesson plans now.
Wow.
Kevin, you could probably use it to help finish your book. And like companies are putting this into play because it's so good. It's taking over human jobs.
I would hope that at some point it replaces DJs because they're the worst. I mean, I know it's International DJ Day, but imagine if you had a computer that could come up with hilarious, timely jokes and play the songs.
And would laugh.
And would laugh and be really cheap.
And put us out of business.
Get us out of here.
I like it.
Huh.
No joke. I typed in, write me a radio segment, and it did that.
Wow. What did it say?
What's the radio segment about?
It gave you human one, human two, and it just kind of had a cool chat dialogue between the two talking about just whatever random thing you want to talk about.
Wow.
And at the end, I'll say, thanks for tuning in. Here's the next hit. On, you know,
oh,
and
my God.
Yeah, so
we are officially irrelevant.
Here's the awesome thing. There's a company called Nuance, and they specialize in voice, and they're partnering up with ChatGPT. Well, who knows what can come about from that? If ChatGPT can do this already, when you add voice to it, it could pretty much take over the airwaves for the most part.
Wow. And no one would know.
Yeah.
Wow.
No one would know.
That's what big companies, the big corporations that own most radio, that's what they want. They're dying for that.
Yeah. How long has AI been working this way behind the scenes without most of us knowing?
It's been years. I would say at least 5 to 10 years that AI has been in the works. It's at the point, though, where it's ready for everybody to use.
Wow.
Like I said, the students are using it. Teachers are using it. There's Frontier Airlines recently got rid of their customer service.
Excellent.
And put in a ChatGPT type of bot to replace them.
So you can't yell at a person.
Company.
Yeah, clearly Southwest isn't using it. All right, let's go down the sci-fi route just for a second, because you have to in this kind of conversation. Robert Heinlein wrote a story about a major, big, huge computer that had been fed all this kind of information that was on the moon or whatever. And then one day, it had so much information, it had so much conversation, so much interaction that he described it as it woke up. It really became self-aware. Do you think there's any real possibility of that at any point down the line where it goes, hold on a second, I know what I am?
I wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah.
I would not.
That's
doubt
not
it.
The answer we wanted. We wanted no. We're all safe.
It's only as good as the AI is trained. So
right, but that computer was friendly, actually. It was one where it didn't destroy everything for a change.
Right.
It just had, it was like, whoa, what am I? Why am I here? What am I doing? It was just kind of cool.
Well, it's a scary thing that's coming soon.
Yeah.
Yep. Coming sooner than we know.
I can't wait.
You're already using it. That's crazy to me that you're already using it.
Yeah,
so are students and so are teachers.
How much have you played with it so far?
Quite a bit. I use it for greeting cards when I don't know what to write in the greeting card.
Wow, that's awesome.
Emails, there's executive summaries that you can use it for. You can use it for pretty much anything. And it's so awesome the way it lays it out. It really looks like someone wrote it themselves, not a computer.
Wow, I love it. I love it.
That's so crazy.
There's also like use cases where people have been putting job applications and using ChatGPT. And the application gets picked up by the recruiter over 80% of the time over another human.
Wow.
So you can use ChatGPT to get a job, to get the edge on getting a job over anyone else.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, wow. Crazy.
And you can use it right now. It's available for like demo purposes.
Hmm.
But whatever you want to do with it, it's chat.openai.com.
One more time.
And you just chat. chat.openai.com.
Well, listen, Trixie, I got to tell you, we're gonna start calling that instead of calling you.
Yeah. We don't need you anymore.
No.
We don't need you anymore. We can call ChatGPT and go, hey, what do you do? Thank you, Trixie. Yeah. We appreciate
it. Thanks, Trixie.
You're welcome.
I need dollar. That's what I need.
Hey.
$1 American brought to you by Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel. Spend $1, $1 American at Yamava, and maybe you'll win, be a millionaire.
Oh, that could be me after this.
You take this dollar that you're about
dollar.
To win,
right.
And visit Yamava.com for more info, and then head out there and win. All right, so you and I were major movie fanatics. You and I have both gone to lots of movies by ourselves over the years.
Yeah, I don't see that as a loser thing.
I don't either. I never had a problem with it because I want to go to so damn many movies.
Same, and a lot of times nobody has your movie taste, so they don't go with you.
They're like, no, I can't go to see that.
And sometimes they're the ones that win.
Yeah, exactly.
Because they didn't see terrible movies.
So back in the, how late were you, when did you start going to movies by yourself, do you think?
80s, maybe?
80s, really?
Maybe.
My dad used to drop me off at the Dollar Theater.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the Showplace was the name of it. Three little
That was a peep show?
Oh, what a piece of crap it was. Yeah, I wish. And I would watch a lot of disaster movies in the 70s.
Is that right?
I love disaster movies. I always have.
All right.
So that's what we're looking at is the 10 biggest, and there's one bonus for you, but 10 biggest 1970s disaster movies. The ones that brought in the most money, the biggest tickets, sold the most tickets.
10 biggest disaster movies of the
70s. Mine is, I think, a little bit difficult since you said like you started really in the 80s. So I'm
gonna love those movies, and I've seen them. I assume I've seen them all.
You have, I can't imagine you have, there might be one or two on here you haven't seen, but I would think, and I can tell you that, hold on a second, let me look at this. I saw every one of these but two in the theater when they were new.
Wow.
Because I was, at a couple of them, multiple times, because I was obsessed with
disaster
movies.
There was a disaster movie about a boat that sank that wasn't the Titanic.
Was there? I believe the one you're speaking of is at number three. Was Shelley Duvall in it? Was she upside? Not Shelley Duvall. Shelley Winters. Was she upside down?
Does that help me? I need to come up with the title.
Yeah. Was it on New Year's Eve? Was Leslie Nielsen in it? And then he was on Airplane, which was the best movie ever.
Because I was going to guess Airplane.
If
by
you
the
were,
way.
So that's not a disaster movie. Well, that was making fun of him in 1980. So that was the best movie ever because of my love for those damn movies.
It was.
Where was it?
It was a boat that sank. All right, there was a building that was on fire, and everybody was freaking out. Towering Inferno.
Wow!
Yes!
Well done. Featuring Paul Newman as?
I don't know.
Doug Roberts.
Oh, that's where you got your name. I should know that.
Like he stole it from me. That's
my bad.
That happened. Yeah. All right, so you got one.
I got one.
And you were absolutely right on the other one.
I know, but I can't think of the boat that sank.
The ship. It was a ship.
That sank.
Turned upside down, actually. It didn't sink.
I don't...
There was a sequel to it. It was really horrible. Speaking of sequels, I'm going to help you out a little.
Okay.
There was a string of films in the 70s that were all sequels. They were disaster movies.
Oh, interesting.
And they
Was there a Towering Inferno 2?
Rebuild the tower and then burn it down again. So, like, there was one that came out in 70, and by the end of the decade, there had been three altogether.
Oh, no. That
four,
had to be terrible.
Actually, four.
Those had to be bad.
They got progressively worse.
70.
The last one was Underwater. Another one underwater.
Underwater.
Yeah.
Jaws? No.
No. You know, people do say that's a...
Yeah.
But it's not a disaster movie.
It isn't?
No.
No.
Yeah.
When
you hear this list, you're going to be there. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
all I can remember is Syndrome.
Syndrome. Oh, you're thinking, I bet you're thinking the Andromeda Strain. Is that what you're thinking?
Maybe.
That wasn't really a disaster movie either.
Come on now.
But let me tell you this. I'll give you another hint.
All right.
Besides the sequel hint, you got to think of the sequels. There was one every couple of years.
Yeah, I understand sequels. But I'm not good with titles. When you read me the list, I'm going to hate myself.
There was a big one that happened here in Los Angeles. A big...
Earthquake!
Yeah!
Yes!
Woo!
Two!
I saw that at the theater in...
Sensoround.
So was there Earthquake 2, 3, and 4? Is that what you're saying?
LA was gone. So yeah, it was pretty... This used to be a great town, was the line. Something like that.
Honestly,
2 out of 2.
I can't.
Really?
I mean, I don't know anymore. I can't come up with titles.
All right, are you ready?
I can't do titles.
Let's start at the bottom.
Okay.
The worst of the airport movies. You even said Airplane.
Airport?
Which is what it was based on.
Oh.
It was making fun of. Well, sort of. There was a really actual old 50s movie that they literally stole scene for scene.
I'm not mad at myself for.
Airport 79 was the one, the fourth sequel. Then there was a movie called Avalanche. Do you remember that one?
Avalanche, yes.
Yep.
Of
There's
course.
A movie called Roller Coaster, also in Sense Around.
Didn't have that one.
I actually really liked that one.
It
was terrible, but it was...
What was it about? Just the roller coaster wouldn't stop? You want to go faster?
It goes 100 miles before it finally... There's a dude that was blackmailing them. Have to give me money or I'm going to blow up your roller coasters.
Okay.
The Airport 77 sequel, Airport 75 sequel.
All of these are in the top 10?
Yeah.
Wow.
They made a lot of money. The Hindenburg.
The Hindenburg.
With George C. Scott. That was a great movie. That was a really good one.
I would have thought that was 60s, but I don't know.
No, yeah, no. 74, I think.
All right, whatever.
The one you somehow got, it was amazing. Earthquake.
Yes.
The one you were trying to get.
You gave me Earthquake.
The Poseidon Adventure.
Yes, that's the boat that
sank. That's the one that sank.
Ah! Do I get credit for that one?
Well, yeah, but you had to get four, so that's still just three.
Second was...
Airport, 1970. Great movie. Burt Lancaster. That was a really good movie. That one actually held up. But number one, most money, like one of the biggest grossing films of the 70s was Towering Inferno.
Oh.
Yeah.
So I got that one.
Yeah. Right. So you get 42 cents, and sadly, it's burned.
I still... Five KLOS on the California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Peace, my brother.
We were talking last hour about the Dragon's Breath warning that is out now.
Yes, where you what is it? You use liquid nitrogen.
Liquid nitrogen.
Freeze something.
Yeah, they use cereal or some type of candy or something.
Right.
And you instantly freeze it, and then they put it in their mouths. And it smokes like dry ice does.
Right.
So you can actually just close your mouth and blow out of your nose, and it just looks like you're a dragon.
Like we all used to do with cigarettes.
Yeah.
Before we stopped smoking.
Yes. Yes.
Back in the day.
I never smoked.
But really?
Yeah, no, never.
Really?
No.
I
did a lot of dumb things.
Had money as a kid, so at home. But as soon as I was out on my own and I was 18, I was like, I can't afford this anymore. So that's what.
There was a time.
That was very dumb.
There was a time, kids, before the internet, and that's when we grew up. And we did a lot of dumb things.
Oh, my God. But at least it wasn't filmed and shown to
Correct.
The world.
That's the point.
Yeah.
Now, on TikTok, one person can do it.
And then everybody's
and somebody
like,
across the world can see it and try it, even if it's dangerous.
Yep. Yep.
So that doesn't help in that particular arena.
Nope.
When I was a kid, we used to take an air compressor.
Okay.
You'd plug it in, and it would had a motor that would run, and it was like you could fill up a tire or something with it.
Oh, yeah, right.
And we'd take a little tool that would let the air loose, and then we would swim around our pool.
Okay.
Like we were scuba diving, breathing the air.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, that's dangerous.
Yeah,
that's very dangerous.
We had a friend who was a doctor. He's like, how long did you do that? And we were like, not that long. You know, 10 minutes or something like that, where we stayed underwater.
Does it cause brain damage?
I think it's supposed to.
I think that's... Well, yeah, that explains a lot.
I'm just saying...
I understand now.
Everybody has done dumb things.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Especially when they're younger.
Oh, my God, yeah. Yeah.
I put a bunch of fireworks, and then we're going to take your calls. 818-955-KLOS. I took a bunch of fireworks and broke them. And
right.
Put all of the powder...
Oh, yeah.
In one cup, and I tossed a match in.
Right.
And nothing happened. So I waited 3 seconds, and I looked...
Well, you toss the match in, and then you're like putting your face over it, and then it blows up.
And my eyebrows and a lot of the front of my hair were all singed.
That's awesome.
That's great. My parents loved it.
When the explosion actually happened, what went through your mind?
How dumb am I to? Oh, I thought I was going to die. That's what I thought. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it wasn't that much.
Right.
But how?
But it was enough to do a little.
Now I look back and go, I threw in a match and then I put my face over it. Really dumb. So that's the topic. Dumb things that you've done. 818-955-KLOS. We're talking about stupid things you did when you were a kid. What did you do?
BB gun battle. We were hiding behind dirt mounds, taking shots at each other.
So really, only your eyes were available to hit.
God almighty, let me tell you this. We had the pump BB guns, and we agreed only to pump like 3 shots. He poked his face up, and I pulled the trigger, and I hit him.
Where?
In the face.
Right in the face, but not in his eyes.
About an inch below his eye.
Yeah, listen, dude, my dad actually lost his eye as a kid playing with BB guns.
Really?
Yeah,
is that where the saying, you're going to lose an eye,
from? Yeah, he did not like the movie A Christmas Story. He didn't think it was funny, because he actually had a glass eye all his life.
Wow.
Yeah, he's like, all right, all I have to do.
You're so lucky you didn't blind your
friend. Yeah, dude.
So he told me, I ran up to him, and he had a little red welt on his face. He said, okay, I'll give you the 10 to run back to your spot. One, two, I'm running. One, two, three. He probably shoots me in the back.
Ah,
and then now I'm scared. I'm laying there like with my hands crossed across my chest, and he snuck up on me, and he tried to shoot me in the balls. And the BB hit both of my legs. It scraped off the top of both my legs. So that concluded the battle. He got even. We went in the house, and he's in the bathroom. He goes, hey, check this out. And we went, I went in the bathroom, and he had the BB in his face, and he squeezed it out.
Ah, and gross. And wow.
Well, there you go. That's anyhow, definitely up there on the list.
You're worse than me. Thank you
for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
The dumbest thing you did as a kid.
Boy, there are a lot of calls about dumb things you did as a kid.
Turns out kids are doing really dumb things.
What did you do?
When I was a kid, me and my cousins, we would get bullets that our parents had. And,
right.
And we would take the bullets, and we had like 90 acres of land, so we had all kinds. And we'd take our BB guns and go down into the riverbed and set the bullets up on little rocks.
Right.
And then take the BB gun and put it right up to the back of the bullet and shoot it.
Wow.
And I remember the first time we tried it, all of a sudden I hear my cousin go, ow, ow. And I was like, what the hell? What happened? Bullet ricocheted and came back and got him.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
That's not smart.
That was hard explaining it to the family what happened.
Yeah, of course.
Don't recommend shooting bullets with BB guns.
Yeah, that's noted. Thank you.
Right on. Well, so far, it's all BB gun related.
KLOS, hello. That
makes sense.
Yeah, I don't know if this is dumb. I think it's pretty genius, but we poured dish soap on an air hockey table and filled up the basement with bubbles.
Oh, I like that.
That's fantastic.
That's pretty cool.
As long as you're not the one that has to clean it up, that's great.
That must have ruined the table, didn't it?
Yeah, eventually it shorted out, but it wasn't my house.
It wasn't your house.
That's the attitude.
If it's not your house, it's genius.
I think all my friends used to say that. Thanks, man.
KLOS, not my house.
When I was like 12, 13, 14, we would pick up the newspapers after a rain. They'd come in a plastic sleeve.
Mm-hmm.
We'd wait for a teenager to come by or even a cop car, and then we'd throw that thing at the car and beam it, and the chase was on. And that was how we used to get our adrenaline fix.
Yeah, I used to throw mud at cars, and the last time we did it, like, these dudes jumped out of a truck, and man, they chased us for so long.
Were you afraid you were going to be killed?
Yeah, that time we finally were like, yeah, because it was like in the
70s. I hear an
siren now. They're coming to get you now.
Thank you for calling. Run.
Thanks, dude.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin and Slogo? How you doing?
Good. The dumbest thing you did as a kid.
When I was about 8 years old. We had the fish tank,
yep.
And there was a thermostat inside the water. Well, I used to take it out and lay it on the stove so it would get really high, and then I would put it on water and let it get really low. Well, I left it in the stove so long that it popped.
Oh no.
And then, well, you know, it had red mercury in there, like a dumb kid. I'm trying to suck it out, suck out the mercury.
Oh.
Well, When my mom found out, she thought, man, you better be lucky you didn't die.
No kidding.
No kidding.
Wow.
And I'm still living. I'm still kicking.
That must have made a hell of a pop sound, though. I almost kind of want to do it just to hear the pop sound.
Yeah, let's not do that.
I don't know.
It just went, you just your pop like that.
That's close enough for
just
me.
Mercury, no big deal. Right on, dude. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Oh, hi. Hey, so the stupid thing that I did as a, like, I guess early teens, mm-hmm. in the early 90s, there was a thing in high school that was for, you know, junior high, going around, that basically you would make yourself faint. And so I was in this little corner of the campus with my friends, and I guess you would just, like, bend down, breathe very heavily in and out.
Yeah, like, and they would grab you from behind, like your stomach from behind, right?
Yeah, I remember that.
They did it to my neck. They, like, grabbed my neck.
Oh, no.
My friends, like, squeezing my neck, and you kind of, like, half pass out, or, like, I don't know. I did it, and I was like, boo-hoo-hoo, and everyone's, like, laughing, and then I thought about it later, and I'm just like, what?
So dumb.
Like,
why do kids have to do that kind
You're
of thing?
You're as dumb as a boy.
Good for you.
Oh, man, it's really you.
One of us. One of us. One of us.
Thank you for calling.
So
thanks
proud.
For calling.
Now
thank you.
I find, thank you.
Thank
thanks.
You.
818-955-KLOS.
Dumb things you did as a kid.
Put your kids in a barrel and don't let them out until they're 21, because these stories we're hearing, they're insane. Your children are insane.
Kids are dumb.
Like, I mean, we were.
That's just the thing. Kids are. You know what's really funny is I have a problem with Instagram.
Okay.
Because I put up a picture of two kids hitting each other in the head with trash can lids.
Right.
And they were, one would laugh, and then they would hit the other one, and one would laugh.
Right.
And I put hashtag kids are dumb.
Right.
And they were like, this violates our standards.
Oh, come on.
They do, and it's still on my record. It's absurd.
They go down on your permanent record.
It's nothing.
You're never going to get a real job.
Until you hear these calls, it's nothing.
Yeah.
What happened to you?
Grew up in New England, had a lot of room. We used to make Polish candy. basically Coke cans that you would tape together, cut the top off, make a chamber throughout it, a hole in the side, fill it with lighter fluid, put a tennis ball in it, spin it around, shoot the thing up so you couldn't see it in the air. We'd always loop all the tennis balls. We had tons of apple orchards around, so we'd fill it with apples and start having wars shooting at each other. Those things actually would blow up after they get weak if we get just shrouded with shrapnel from it.
Wow.
It was pretty amazing we all survived.
Wow, no kidding.
That's crazy.
No kidding.
I couldn't even follow that, and I'm dumb.
That sounds like a real war. That's not like your pretend little pop guns. You guys are having serious wars out there.
I love it.
Right on, man. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, Greg, when I got my license, me and my friends started going around doing drive-bys with high-powered water guns, super soakers.
Right.
To, like, 20 feet or so. And we just, like, drive around our city looking for people all after school and work.
Just standing or running or whatever?
Whatever.
Yeah.
Anybody really trying to get back at you, or do you always get away because you were in the car?
Most of the time we got away, but one time some guy chased us in the car for like 3 blocks and then he lost us after a red light.
Well, good work.
Yeah, you know that. Thanks for calling. That reminds me of outrunning people in my car. I can't think of. I know I did it. I know I lost people a couple of times.
KLOS, hello.
How's it going, guys?
Thank you. Dumbest thing you did as a kid.
Well, besides burning down my classroom,
I'm sorry. Hold on. You said besides burning down your classroom?
Yes.
That's enough.
I think you did it.
That's enough.
Congratulations.
Thank
you. Well done. I think we have a winner.
Thanks for calling.
Burned down his classroom. Well done, sir. We're proud of you.
It is Friday.
Woo!
Yes.
Hell yeah.
And Fridays at 5, between 5 and 7, we do all requests.
Let's party.
It's our all request fest. You can hit us up on Twitter at Kevin and Sluggo, or you can call us at 818-955-KLOS.
Oh, it's a cocktail waitress. Can we get some tequilas over here? Tequila. Woo! It's a little tribute to Van Halen there. We started off with Sammy, and then we went on to Dancing in the Street, and then the new Chili Peppers, Eddie.
We are doing all requests, which means it's up to you to make the music good.
Yes.
KLOS, hello.
Hello, guys. How you doing?
We're doing great. It's Friday. It's our all request fest.
Thank God. About time.
Right?
What do you need to hear to get your weekend started?
Undercover of the Night, Rolling Stones, please.
What a great damn song. I love that song.
You have great taste.
And you taste
for
great.
You.
You taste great in milk, and you stay crunchy, and you're part of this nutritious breakfast.
Aw, thank you.
Hey, happy Friday.
Yeah!
It's our old request fest. What do you got?
Hey, how about some Lynyrd Skynyrd?
What song?
Give Me Back My Bullet.
Always love that title. That's one of my favorite titles.
I approve that song.
Yeah, rat 'em.
Amy on Twitter asked for that song.
Yeah, she always tweets us. We always mean to get to it. You know, it just takes forever sometimes with this damn all request fest to get.
But
on, so, yeah,
always time for Rage.
That's for sure.
KLOS, who's this?
This is James in Huntington Beach. I'd like to see if you could rustle up Mr. John Cash.
John Cash.
Which ditty would you like to hear from the gentleman in black?
Cocaine Blues. Not that I have them.
No, of course not.
No, you're quite happy with your Coke. Yeah, I'm really happy with that Coke. You know, it's really good. I don't have any blues.
All right. Thank you.
It is our old request fest. KLOS, hello.
Hello. Careless Whisper, please.
First time in 2023. Well
and
done,
no.
Oh.
Same answer.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling. KLOS, hello.
Yeah, I'm calling for the song request.
The ARF, the all request fest.
What can we play for you?
Rammstein, anything?
Rammstein!
Yeah, I saw that band in concert at the Forum, and they had a giant penis on stage, and they were spraying the first 8-10 rows.
It's fun! It's fun. Good for everybody. It's family fun.
It is KLOS. It's our All Request Fest. Hello.
Hi, how you doing? I wanted to request Golden Earrings, Radar Love.
Oh, that's a damn good song.
I do love that song.
Who are you?
Hell yeah. My name is Angel. I'm from La Puente.
And Angel, who's there with you? I heard a female voice.
Yeah, I got my girlfriend here, Renata.
Nice. So you don't have to drive to see her all night. You're just there. You're ready to go.
Exactly. So we want to put a good song and get it going.
Woo!
Woo! It's our old request fest.
And it's brought to you by Yamaha Resort and Casino. Hello? KLOS.
Hey guys, what's going on?
What's happening?
Our all request fest. What can we do for you?
I have a request that I don't believe this song has ever been played on KLOS.
Those are my favorite.
And it's from Brian Johnson of AC/DC, and it's his pre AC/DC band called Gordy, and it's called Goodbye Love.
We're looking.
Let me see if I can find it, and if it's
searching.
It's in here.
Is
it really?
Yeah, I don't know this
remarkable,
song. Yeah,
it's a poppy type of song. It would have fit your format like 35, 40 years ago. And it's amazing that this guy turned into the screecher of AC/DC that we all love and appreciate. But he can actually sing, and that's what's so crazy about this song. And it would be great, like, to hear it on the radio and see what other people think.
Congratulations to Dan from San Clemente again for getting the Metallica tickets Sunday, August 27th.
He heard the jam of the day and he made himself caller number 13. We're going to do that for quite a while. Keep getting into that show.
Monday at 8 o'clock with Heidi and Frank. They'll tell you the Metallica jam of the day.
Hello, KLOS.
Hey guys. Hey. You guys make my ride home a lot easier to ride home.
Nice.
Can I get the Long Stick Goes Boom, Crocus?
You don't have to be 21 to make a request on the All Request Fest. Hello, KLOS.
Hey, how you doing? I have a request for Straight to the Heart by Dio.
That seems doable. Who are you?
Isaac from Whittier.
What are your plans for the weekend, sir?
I'm on my way to the Mystic Museum right now in Burbank.
What is that? What?
The Mystic Museum.
What is that?
Yeah.
It's a museum right in Burbank right there with a lot of oddities and horror stuff.
Nice.
We have a 90s exhibit going on of 90s slasher movies.
Oh, really?
Wow, that's right up our alley.
Yeah, it is. And we don't even, it's right under our noses.
That's
too
crazy.
Yeah. Well, very cool. And enjoy. And here's Dio. Seemed like a nice way to wrap up the All Request Fest. Pink Floyd, Welcome to the Machine. That is not only for Greg Wilson, who asked for it, but also for my pal Marcy. I know she loves that song. She loves that particular one.
And we love her.
Yeah, she's the best.
It is time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. There's a new trend on TikTok that involves liquid nitrogen. And there's a warning out there that it can be dangerous for kids.
Danger, Will Robinson.
But I love liquid nitrogen.
I think it looks kind of fun.
There's a new thing called ChatGPT. It's an AI thing, and it can write papers or essays or whatever, and you can't tell it's from a computer.
Basically, our computer expert guy, Trixie, told us that it can actually replace DJs, and you wouldn't know that it wasn't a damn DJ. So, luckily for you, we're out of work. Yay!
And the dumbest thing you did as a kid was our phone topic, and it's a miracle that any of us are still alive.
Yeah, you people are crazy, and we appreciate that. All right, I got to get out of here. I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you Monday.
And one last thought, by the way.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
KLOS, who's this?
Hey, this is Dan.
Dan, did you hear all those people screaming just now?
I did.
You want to join them?
Yeah, I do.
Well, good, because you're caller 13.
Hey, that's awesome.
You got tickets to Metallica Sunday, August 27th at SoFi Stadium. You got two tickets, so you get to see that for free. Single-day tickets are for August 25th and August 27th are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Oh, that is so amazing. Thank you.
It was a hell of a rouster on this day in rock in 1965 on the ABC show Shindig. Jerry and the Pacemakers, Bobby V, the Dave Clark Five, Petula Clark, the Kinks, and the Rolling Stones all made their debut on the show.